T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Make your home that much merrier with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Right now, you can save up to 40% off everything. With Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window coverings doesn't mean you have to sacrifice style or service. From blinds, drapes, and shutters to convenient motorized shades, the toy you'll use all year long, Blinds.com makes upgrading your whole home easy and affordable. And Blinds.com's design experts are always here for live consultations to help you make the right choice for your space. Need help with measuring and installing? We have you covered there too. Shipping is always free, and everything's backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Hurry to Blinds.com for up to 40% off everything. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jumpstart your savings with Commonwealth Central Credit Union. We'll even help you get started by giving you $200 when you open our high-yield GTKY savings account. Whether you want to build emergency savings, save for a big purchase, or put money aside for a special event, we're here to help you reach your financial goals. Jumpstart your savings with $200 from Commonwealth. Visit wealthcu.org and enter promo code JUMPSTART. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain restrictions apply. Visit website for complete details.
John, how are you doing this afternoon as we get everybody ready for a little Thursday drop of this podcast?
I'm doing great. I'm not excited about Watson coming because I'm so not excited about the Texans because their offense is utterly pathetic. And I've almost felt guilty that I'm not more fired up about it. And back when the schedule came out and I thought the Texans are going to be decent, you know, you and I picked them to go 6-11. I thought they'd be competitive. They might have a chance to play a good game. And now I feel like they're just going to get steamrolled, number one, because the Browns' running game is so good. Number two, I don't think Watson's going to throw 40 passes, but the fact is he's got to get ready for when the games are for real the next week when they play Cincinnati, because it's almost like an exhibition or a joint practice. So he'll have to throw, I'm guessing, 20, 25 passes, and then Nick Chubb will run all over him. But I'm more interested in the crowd, to see how the crowd treats him, how many Browns fans are here. Tony Busby, let everybody know 10 of the plaintiffs are going to be in his suite. You know, do they boo him? But on the field, I don't think the game will even be competitive.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And the more you talk about it, John, the more angry I get with the Texans that as pathetic as they've been the last few weeks, it's kind of robbed us of whatever joy we were going to have going into this game, or whatever anticipation, maybe not joy, maybe joy is the wrong word.
Well, excitement, you know, this is going to be the only exciting game left.
Yeah.
And now there's no excitement for it unless you're a Browns fan.
The big losers in all this, and I say this as somebody who is married to a season ticket holder, the big losers in all this are the season ticket holders who thought they might at least have one game that they could recoup some of the cost of their season tickets. I looked on SeatGeek today during the show. Actually, I need to write that down. I got to do a segment on that tomorrow. Ticket prices. You can get into that stadium for 20, 30 bucks if you want to. You can sit down. You can sit on the 50-yard line down in the lower bowl for 140 bucks, which is crazy for an NFL football game.
Thought it would be people scalping tickets for this game back when the schedule came out.
Nope.
Because everybody was going to want to see Watson.
Nope. That's evidently not the case. If it is, If it ends up being the case, then this will be the biggest spike in ticket prices at the end of a week that we've seen in the history of SeatGeek. But John, before we get into our pregame six pack, and we'll do a little for real or fugazi to get ready for week 13 of the season, and I want to mix in a little bit of Astros talk as well. Deshaun Watson, as we record this on Wednesday, Deshaun Watson was supposed to meet with the media earlier today. Well, or at least the Browns typically under Kevin Stefanski have had Wednesday as the day that their quarterback, whoever it may be, Baker Mayfield, Jacoby Brissett, whoever, has met with the media. The Cleveland media got to the building today, and the list of people that were list of players that were going to meet with the media did not include Deshaun Watson. It had Nick Chubb, it had Denzel Ward, it had Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa. No Deshaun Watson. So, John, and when Deshaun was confronted by the media near his locker to clear some things out of his locker before leaving the building, he did not talk to the media and promptly left the building, according to your friend Tony Grossi, who covers the Browns. You've been in the media for a long time, covered hundreds of players, hundreds of press conferences, all this stuff. What are the ramifications for Deshaun if he doesn't meet with the media between now and the game on Sunday?
If you are a player who's requested by the media, you have to talk. And the NFL has rules that if two players on a team can be requested and they only have to talk once a week and then after the game. Technically, if Watson's not one of those players, they could request him every day. Now, there's a fine if the media turns you in. You get a fine of $15,000, but if you're making $230 million guaranteed, you know, that's chicken feed. And I would imagine he's going to talk on Thursday because right when he hasn't built up goodwill, Sean, but this one's more about the game and not the lawsuits and the counseling and a $5 million fine. It's all about, okay, he's back. You know, there's nothing we can do about it in the media. So we got to see, how does he play? Does he come out? Is he sharp? Is he rusty? But now it's going to all be about him stiffing him. And that's pretty stupid. He should have just gotten it out of the way. And if he didn't want to talk about the past, say, guys, I'll talk about anything about the game, but I'm not talking about the past. I've done it with you twice. I don't have anything else to say. So do I have questions about the game? And if they keep asking him, which they would, he'd say, look, I've already said I'm not talking about that. Next question. Instead, he's got everybody mad at him in Northeast Ohio, and that's not smart.
So I told you guys before about my introduction to Liquid Death. It came from my wife, Amy. I told you about that. She's a kindergarten teacher, and one day she sends me a picture from school. She's drinking out of a big tall boy can, almost trolling me. And I'm like, don't drink at school. You can't get fired. We need your income. Stop drinking alcohol at school. She said, it's not alcohol. It's Liquid Death. It's delicious mountain spring water. That was my first story. So then I decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring Liquid Death with me wherever I go, especially places where you're not supposed to drink. And that messes with people. Not only does the water taste great, but you mess with people. So now I bring it into the press box at football games. Sir, you can't drink that. I say, no, yes, I can. This is Liquid Death, a new brand of mountain spring water from the Alps, and it comes in still, sparkling, and three different flavors. That's what I tell security. I give them the Liquid Death sales pitch because it's awesome. So now you're probably wondering, why do they call it Liquid Death? Well, because it will brutally murder your thirst, and the tall, recyclable aluminum cans, their signature, are raining death upon those plastic bottles. They say the plastic is recyclable, but most of the time they just wind up clogging landfills. That's true. So Liquid Death, helping the environment as well. Besides, doesn't water taste better when it's ice cold? And it stays colder in those tall boy cans, Liquid Death does. I'm getting thirsty just talking about Liquid Death. So what do I do? You know what I do. I crack one right now, and I give it an old chug. And you should get on the Liquid Death train as well. Mess with people at work while you're drinking water. More importantly, quench your thirst. Get your hands on some Liquid Death today at your local 7-Eleven, Kroger, or Target. Or find a Liquid Death retailer near you on their store locator. It's liquiddeath.com/Hutopia. That's H-O-U-topia. liquiddeath.com/Hutopia. It is Liquid Death.
Yeah, it's just the latest. John, I think Deshaun has shown a side, but like just in terms of handling his business and the people around him handling his business, they've just
this is the latest misstep in just what's been a slew of hundreds of missteps over the last, really the last 3 years for Deshaun Watson. If we go back and look at the dates of all the lawsuits. So do we think, is there any chance this came from the Browns not wanting to put him out there yet with, you know, the news of Busby bringing accusers to the game and just maybe going through this stuff with him one last time? He was so bad in the first two press conferences that he did with them back in March and in June that if I'm the Browns, I understand not wanting to put him in front of a microphone, but he can't run forever.
No, he can't run. And I thought that was the Browns' fault because they should have announced this is ongoing legal situation. He cannot talk about the legalities, but he can only talk about football. I was stunned. The Cleveland media was stunned. They thought that's what would happen. Then after he botched so many things the first time, said he didn't have anything to be guilty about or regret, then he did it a second time. But this time you can put parameters on an interview. People can still ask questions and you don't answer it. But if you stiff them, you know, I'm guessing he'll talk tomorrow. He'll say he had something he had to get to. Maybe he had some kind of appointment that he had to get to and leave early. And I think he'll talk tomorrow because the longer he goes, like this is a national story. Everybody's watching Stiff's media. And it's not necessary.
Yeah, because this media appearance was big news on the national front this morning. You know, Seth and I have the TV on SportsCenter in the studio up there at 610 every morning. And that was a topic. That was an ongoing topic, not just on SportsCenter, but on GetUp and the other shows. Deshaun Watson expected to meet with the media today. And if it was him just kicking the can down the road for 24 hours, I mean, how big a coward do you have to be? It's ridiculous.
There was talk that he might do it last week to get it out of the way, meaning his first news conference, but that would be taken away from the task at hand, which was Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, which they won. And, you know, certain things common sense tells you to do. And one of them, when you've earned the wrath of media and fans all over the country, when you have a chance to not insult them or infuriate them, you don't do it. You take your medicine. That's part of what you're in this situation by your own doing.
Yep.
And if people are going to, maybe they need another day to prep him for the Busby stuff, but it's pretty easy to give simple answers or no answers. And the thing you don't want to do is not show up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.